The Brewers and Cubs battle heating up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with the Wisconsin Sports Week in Review. Baseball. The Brewers' West Coast trip wrapping up this weekend with the completion of their four-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, the Brewers were swept, losing each night in a three-game set in San Diego to the Padres before taking on the Dodgers. Meanwhile, the Chicago Cubs able to close the gap in the National League Central division by winning eight of their last 10, and just behind Milwaukee by three games as the weekend began, the Brewers finally getting a much-needed night off on Monday night before returning to home to American Family Field this Tuesday night against the Seattle Mariners. Injury-wise, the Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick is making progress from his shoulder injury, beginning a rehab stint with the AAA team in Nashville. Pitcher Abner Uribe, though, is now out on the 15-day IL with a sore right forearm, and they'll recall reliever Grant Anderson. Shortstop Cooper Pratt is wrapping up his time on the IL, but Bryce Terang still day-to-day with that knee injury. Now, Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked this week on what changes he's seen from slugger Jackson Churio, both in his play in left field and hit 17 home runs so far this season at bat.
He just turned the volume down a little bit. You know, the gotta, I wanna, I gotta, turned into I can. The temperature seemed to come down, not as much movement, just simple. It just got really simple for him, and that's what I saw. And when he's that way, careful, really good. And you see some of those tough sliders he took. Now we're moving in the right direction. So now we gotta rinse and repeat.
Women's college volleyball. The Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team off to another great start. They played the Butler Bulldogs at home in the UW Fieldhouse and beat them in four straight sets. College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a new chancellor, a new athletic director, as Luke Fickell begins his fourth year as the head coach of the Badgers football program. Coach Fickell was asked at practice about holding a training camp right on campus.
A little different for me. This is probably the first time in, 10 or so years that I've coached on campus as far as the start of camp and much of camp. So we've been very fortunate the last few years, obviously, to go to Platteville, and then even my time at Cincinnati, we were gone for most all of camp. And so this is just a little bit unique and different. Hey, we got to challenge one another as leaders, and we got to make sure that we do that every single day.
NFL, the Packers kicked off their preseason in Pittsburgh Thursday night with a 28-9 loss to the Steelers. Head coach Matt LaFleur after the game.
All right, I thought it was great to get back out there and play some football. Certainly a lot of good tape to evaluate. Obviously a lot of things that we need to clean up moving forward, but I was pleased with the effort. We just got to execute a little bit better and find ways to take the ball away and not give up as many explosive plays as we did.
Now, there were some injuries reported after the game, but so far, none of them season-ending. On Wednesday, Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers held a Zoom call press conference to take questions from reporters that had covered him while he was in Green Bay. And so I asked him this.
There'll be 100 questions about great memories in 5 years for you, but the one I've got today is a little serious because tomorrow night, I'm going to be thinking about the summer of 2015 at that field and how big of a loss Jordy Nelson was for that season. Your thoughts in your presser yesterday about should the league listen to a guy like you, and is there something we can change here where the GMs can still evaluate players, but the games are all worth something? What do you think should be? Is there one or two ideas you could leave them with?
First of all, change the prices. I mean, some of the prices for these preseason games without a lot of starters playing seems a little exorbitant. But, you know, an old teammate of mine, Brady Papenga, I remember said this years and years ago, but it's basically what I said yesterday. To me, the most important evaluation film should be a practice film, because you're going against, you know, if you're in the one group, you're in the two group, sometimes you're going against some ones, but you're running the entire playbook. There's so much fear around the league of competitive advantage in these preseason games. Nobody's running anything. It's to see how guys react under the lights, you know, when it becomes real, when there's actual tackling. But what's the value of it? I don't think it's super high, because in 15, we lost our all-pro wide receiver, and, you know, we still went 10-6 that year and won a playoff game. But if you remember at the end of that season, you know, like the last play, we had Jeff Janis, Jared Aberderis, and James Jones running down there to catch a Hail Mary because Tay was banged up all year and Cobby punctured his lung in the game, and Jordy was out since preseason. So there's not a tremendous amount of value that I see in it, but I'm not sure what the right thing to do is with that. They would probably, the league would say, well, we'll take one away if you just give us an extra regular season game.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. With our Wisconsin Sports Week in Review, I'm Mike Clemens.